Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
Well, hello and welcome to another edition of the Financial Flight Plan Podcast. I'm Mark Haywood alongside Bree Reyes of Estes Financial Services. Tim and Bree are your investor coaches and CFPs serving you in the Metroplex with an office in Fort Worth. Reach out to them and the team by calling 817-444-8402. That's 817-444-8402. We hope that you enjoy the podcast today. And if you do and you want to find more, you can check them out online at estesfinancial.net. That's estesfinancial.net. They're also on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. All the social media, they're covered there, so you can check them out online. Again, that's estesfinancial.net. Bree, hello, and welcome back into the show.
Thanks for having me.
We are glad to have you as always, and today we want you to just tell us a story. This is always one of my favorite podcasts. We love to do this from time to time. We call it Story Time, and we just like to ask about a time that you were able to help a client in certain areas, and we really just want to hear the story that you had to tell. So, Bree, I want you to think football for a second. I know it's sort of an odd time of year to do that. Maybe you could think basketball. You could think the point guard if you want to go with that analogy.
But oh, I can use a football analogy.
You that can works. Stick with football. Okay, okay. So let's think football, even though it's spring. Bear with us here.
No, we're in Texas. We think football year-round.
That's true. That's right. In Texas, it's year-round, and a lot of universities are having spring football right now. So it's always football season. That's why it's my favorite sport. But the quarterback on the football team, right, often considered to be the most important player on the field. But they can't always get the job done by themselves. Sometimes they need to hand the ball off, throw it to a teammate to make progress down the field, and ultimately score that touchdown. Your financial advisor should serve in a similar capacity, right? They're the most important in your overall planning situation, but they should also know when it's the right time to bring in somebody else, right? There are other professionals out there who bring value, and you need to know when you need to reach out to them to kind of help put together that best possible plan for you. And so I really just want kind of you to tell me how you serve as the quarterback in that capacity and tell us about a time that you were able to collaborate with other business professionals out there to kind of help in that overall planning strategy.
Oh, this is a cool topic. Awesome. Well, we have a CPA team-based model, and it's a solution-focused platform that empowers CPAs to better serve their clients with proactive and comprehensive financial, business, and tax advice. We work with CPAs all the time to bring in their tax planning ideas to their small business clients. And so how we help them, how we work with the CPAs is CPAs are normally thought to be just return planners. You know, they get your information, especially for their small business clients, they put it in and then they file your taxes. But what we do with them is we work to make sure their clients, their small business clients, are getting tax planning ideas ahead of time before we have to file the return. So it's true tax planning. And the CPAs love it because it's a great way, it's a great added benefit to their clients. It helps their clients save more money. We frequently work with CPAs on that. And it can be stuff like cost remediation. It can be cost segregation. There's lots of different things you can do as a small business owner that a lot of CPAs traditionally haven't done. And so when they bring us in and we bring our expert team in, it can improve their practice. They can earn more from their clients, and it makes the CPA's life a little bit easier. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. It's all about, it's kind of a, you know, give and take relationship, and you want everybody to know what's going on in the same way that a quarterback is going to get inside the huddle with the team and explain the play so that all the members know what their jobs are throughout the process. It's funny. I actually was about to use Baker Mayfield as an example in that analogy, but I guess maybe in Texas, that's not the best one you could go with. Maybe Vince Young would be a better example here in this analogy. But tell me this, are you building active partnerships? How does that work? You know, how are you able to send clients from one to another and kind of just make sure that you're on the same page?
We are building active partnerships with CPA firms here in Fort Worth and in the mid cities in Dallas, where we work with them and kind of give them additional services they can offer their clients. And it's amazing once you see it, because nobody is an end all be all shop, and no one can know everything. I mean, I don't know everything about tax planning. I don't know everything about cost remediation or cost segregation and different strategies that we use with business owners. But if I can know the person to call, if I have that team in place of experts to call, it makes my life a lot easier. And so that's how we help a lot of different CPAs. So for example, a business client goes to his CPA and explains, look, you know, you're doing great, but I hate all the taxes I am paying. I own a property. I own a lot of inventory. I have all of this stuff and I am paying super, super high taxes. What can I do? The CPA can turn around and call Tim and I at Estes Financial, and we can put them in touch with our expertise and our experts and see maybe how we can help their clients. And so we've got a great client questionnaire that kind of outlines some of the problems and gives us some hot spots to look at for business owners and individuals to make sure that they're doing effective tax planning. Because so many people nowadays don't plan for taxes. You know, they pay them when it happens. It's kind of like you're, you know, showing up to the accident after it's already happened. You're dealing with the taxes in the now, but you're not planning to eliminate or reduce your taxes ahead of time. And so that's something we do with CPAs regularly. We also work with, for our individual or our family clients, we work with a lot of attorneys, either estate planning attorneys. We have a great relationship with an estate planning attorney out in Aledo, Texas, Laura Anderson, at the law office of Laura Anderson. And we work closely with her. She even meets with our clients occasionally in our offices and vice versa. We meet with people in her office. And so it helps, because when she's got a question about what we're thinking or how setting up the will would affect this account, I can be there with our clients and answer the questions in real time. So you've got experts working together. Currently, I'm sitting and studying for my CDFA, which is Certified Divorce Financial Advisor. So I can help people as they're going through and separating assets to make sure they're thinking strategically about the divorce and the division of equity and how equal isn't always equitable or fair. And so we're working with divorce attorneys as well for some of our clients.
It's all about that collaborative effort, knowing when to reach out to folks, knowing when you're the expert in a certain area, and then knowing when you're not, and knowing when to ask the right questions and how to do that. It's all about collaborating. I'm always somewhat hesitant of that one-stop shop mentality. It's different if, say, you have an in-house CPA or attorney. That's a kind of a different thing. But when you, especially when you listen to the guys who are, you know, we've got the product that's going to fix everything, or we have the solution for everything, that's just not how it always is going to work. It's important that you work with different professionals in different areas to make that overall plan come together. And I know, Bree, that it's important to you at Estes Financial Services that you're able to do that. You're able to serve as that quarterback and function in that role and reach out to others and really just help a client's overall strategy come together. I know that's something that you specialize in at your firm.
It is. It always makes me a little cautious when somebody says they know everything about everything. I'm the first one to admit there's stuff I don't know, but I know who to call. And if I don't know, I'll find the person to call. And that's what I love about being collaborative and working with the CPAs and the attorneys that we do, both estate and divorce planning, because we're putting plans in place where we can prepare for taxes. So we're tax planning in advance. We're putting plans in place to make sure that your estate is passing the way you want it to pass, not only the financial part of the estate, but also your social legacy as well. We're teaching your kids the values that you want to be you want them taught. And we're making sure that if you're going through a divorce or you're going through a transition, that we're thinking strategically and making sure everything is passing equitably and fairly to all parties. And so these relationships, our relationships with other experts, are so important to Tim and I. They really have made our lives easier and made our practice more fun. And we just appreciate the CPAs and the attorneys we work with so, so much.
That's right. It's all about working together, helping you to put the best plan together, putting your best foot forward and achieving your financial goals. If that's something that you have questions about, if you have financial questions that maybe lie outside the realm of Estes Financial Services, they can certainly help you to get that help and work with the right professionals, again, to put that overall plan together. All you have to do, though, is reach out to the team at Estes Financial Services, pick up the phone and call 817-444-8402. That's 817-444-8402. 8402. Come in the day, learn what it looks like to get all of those different statements in one place, learn what it looks like to get all of those different areas that affect your finances in one place. Reach out to the team by calling 817-444-8402. That's 817-444-8402. Bree, as always, thank you for joining us on the show.
Thank you so much, and all you listeners, go out and lead an abundant life.